It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Hearing the heavy and fulfilling music of Black Sabbath, my guest today, Dave Richey, says he couldn't stand music. Well, eventually, he would go on to play with one of Canada's well-known metal bands, Annihilator. And he's also quite an incredible photographer these days. Here to talk to us about his music anhedonia, the inability to experience pleasure from music, and his later appreciation for it, please welcome Dave Richey to the show. Dave, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Thanks.
It's great to have you on, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about anhedonia, the total dislike of music or not able to get any pleasure from music. When you were younger, you say you didn't like music.
No, I couldn't stand it. Usual things that were played on the radio or that my friends seemed to be listening to just didn't appeal to me. I found it quite irritating.
So was it the music itself, or did you find singing or any particular instrument, like at that time, you know, before you got into music, did you find any of that appealing, like on its own?
If I heard, I guess there was some classical music that I found appealing. And also if there was a really heavy guitar in a song, but it was so few and far between at that time. This was back in the 70s, of course, and it was so few and far between that you'd hear a really heavy guitar in a song that, I just didn't find it. You know, like songs like Roxy Roller or But As Heavy As They Got.
Well, that's interesting, though, that you say classical music sort of appealed to you, or you were looking for something super heavy, and you just didn't find that yet. This was around the time, you say in the 70s, you were just a young teenager, I guess, right?
Yeah, in my teens.
And then what's really interesting about your story, I pretty much had the same story, actually, but tell us about when you found kind of the fathers of heavy metal.
Right. Back in the around 76, I used to hang around in this small town outside of Ottawa. I used to live there, but once we moved out, we used to go back there and use our house like a cottage. And I had a few friends down there, and we always hung out and listened to music and played cards and whatever. And they were always playing Led Zeppelin and all those guys, and none of that really appealed to me. And I don't know, I just never really paid attention. And then there was one day when my friend Tom decided to throw on something a little different, and it was the song Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath. And upon hearing that, it was like my whole world just opened up. I had no idea that guitars could sound like that or that singers could sing like that, and it just blew my mind. So every day when I'd go over there to their cottage, I would always be bugging Tom, you know, hey, put that song again on, you know, like I want to hear that again, not thinking there would even be an entire album involved here or even a music genre. So after a few days of pestering him with that song, he said, well, geez, Dave, you know, if you like that song, you're gonna love this one. And he put on the song Iron Man, and it was right there, the sky is just pretty well parted, light came down, and I could hear an angel choir singing. It was like I finally discovered a music that I not only like, but I love, and it was completely what I've been looking for. So come Christmas, of course, the one thing on my mind was that particular album, which happened to be We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll, which is a compilation album by Black Sabbath. And it was right around that time when I was given my first bass guitar. So I spent all my waking hours just playing bass along with this album and just played the daylights out of it. And that's kind of how I discovered heavy metal music and how I got involved in music to begin with.
Mine was a similar thing. My parents were, they had like Elvis and Beatles records and stuff like that when we were a kid, you know, Monkees and Johnny Cash and whatever. But at some point I went to my cousin's apartment, and across the hall, I heard music that I thought was just the most amazing thing ever. And I didn't know what it was at the time. And I made it my life's mission to find out what it was, right? It was Black Sabbath's first album. I must have been like maybe 12 years old, something like that. But the first album, man, and I thought it was the most amazing thing ever. And when I found that, it was no going back either, right?
Yeah.
But I can't say I didn't like music before that, but I just, I guess I obviously wouldn't have been into heavy stuff at the time. But
Well, the funny thing is after I discovered all this and all was said and done, and I was on the hunt for new music and stuff, I was going through my mom's 45 collection, and lo and behold, I find a 45 of Paranoid. And she's like, "Oh yeah, I love that song. It's a great song." Are you kidding me?
That's a cool find. Yeah.
When I started growing my hair and wearing studs and leather and all that stuff, yeah, she was all over that stuff. She encouraged me like crazy, so gotta love her for that.
Yeah, that's good. It's a lot of young people don't have that encouragement from their parents, and I had it too, and I was pretty lucky as well.
She not only bought me all my metal shirts and albums and whatever, but even my first real bass, which was my Flying V, which I still have.
Once you discovered metal, and obviously you will talk a little bit more about what you did after that, did you have an appreciation for other music after that right away, maybe later, not at all?
No, all I wanted to hear was Black Sabbath at that point. But and yeah, and serious, I couldn't listen to anything else. And that's when I actually found out that Black Sabbath had broken up and Ozzy had just went on his own. It was like going into those years.
Right.
And I immediately fell into that. And it was in high school that I had met a friend of mine named Mike. And he knew I was a big Ozzy fan, but he started to introduce me through cassette tapes into other bands that were in the genre, stuff like Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and all that stuff. And so, yeah, I started really, really getting into the music then. So,
and eventually, you became a rather accomplished bass player, and you played for a couple of pretty heavy Canadian bands. Tell us a little bit about those bands.
Well, when I left high school, I spent the next year doing nothing but playing bass in my room, and I spent 6 to 8 hours just playing. And I got rather accomplished, so people in my area started hearing about me. I guess it was a rumor mill, but that I was getting pretty good. And I got contacted by a fellow by the name of Jeff Waters. A lot of people might know him from the band Annihilator. He asked me to come play bass for him, and so I was one of the founding members of Annihilator with him, and stuck with him up until just before they put out their first album, which is unfortunate for me, but it's just how it went. You know, there was just creative differences going on, and I had to leave the band, which was unfortunate, but, you know, he went on to great success and still going at it.
Sure, and a cool story just the same, and you also had a little stint with Exciter, right?
That was really, really brief. I met John Ricci through, I guess he was advertising, trying to put the band back together again after years of being without Dan Beeler and stuff like that. And so I went down and met up with John, and we had some good jam practices and stuff like that. And he asked me to stick around for a little bit and help him audition other musicians like drummers and such and singers. But he ended up going with a pair of brothers who played bass and drums, so I ended up not following with that one, so.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
Yeah, it's just
cool
how it goes.
You're also an accomplished photographer now. Tell us a little bit about that. You do some pretty wild photography.
Well, thank you. It seems, well, after around 2004, after my last band in Toronto, I thought, you know what, I can't do this again. So I retired myself from music, and I always needed some kind of creative outlet. I was into filmmaking and videography, and one thing led to another, and I realized that I could get some really cool effects doing photography. And as my photography improved, my name got around, and people wanted me to take nice pictures of them, so that's what I've been doing ever since, and just loving that. So,
well, that's really cool. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the show today, and also, where can listeners check out your photography?
Well, they can go right on Facebook, Richer World Productions. That's where I keep all my stuff hidden away, and just so everybody knows, I still listen to heavy metal music and nothing but, and most of the stuff that I listen to is all classically based, so that's kind of where that classical influence still came in.
Cool. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, well, be sure to check out Richer World Productions on Facebook, and thanks for listening.